You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, singer, songwriter, producer, my man Andy Grammer. Welcome back, man.
How are you, sir?
It's always great to see you. You know you are a major part of my life. That sounds very dramatic, but you'll always...
It's just real, dude. We're like connected forever.
We're connected because you contributed to an extremely special moment. At my wedding, singing there.
So every time I sang "Fine by Me" at your wedding, it's one of the sweetest memories of all time.
That's right, Mrs. Lopez. Oh, thank you.
Really
good. I appreciate that. So every time I see your name or see you, I always get a big smile on my face. I'm like, all right, man. So you got big fans over at Casa Lopez, of course. So congratulations on the new single, "Don't Give Up on Me." What inspired this song?
Man, it's such a sweet. It's a sweet song to go with this movie, 5 Feet Apart, you know, so it's in the trailer for 5 Feet Apart, and it's the end title song that my good friend Justin Baldoni directed, and it's a song about not giving up on yourself, not giving up on others. I've had so many people in my life, to be able to sit here next to you, I've had people that didn't give up on me when they probably should have.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's it. That's empowering. And coincidentally, I just spoke with Justin not too long ago.
You did.
Great guy.
Good dude.
Yeah, real good dude.
Terrible looking.
Right.
It's the worst.
It is a troll. He was telling me about the film, and it's such a fascinating premise about these two people who are ill. What do they have again exactly?
Cystic fibrosis.
Cystic fibrosis. And I didn't know this, that two people who have cystic fibrosis can't be
6 feet apart.
Wow.
You have to at all times 6 feet apart.
Yeah, so these two end up falling in love in the film, so I just thought that was a fascinating premise. How did you get connected to the soundtrack?
So me and him are like best friends. We were roommates in LA.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, wow, what a small world. Wait, where were you guys roommates
in? He stayed on my couch when his girlfriend dumped him like over 10 years ago, and then I've been like, he directed 3 of my music videos. So we're like really, really close friends.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. He didn't even mention that. What a trip.
So he texted me. He goes like, do you have a song? And I had written a song that week, and it was this song.
Is that right? How did you guys become friends?
We met right first when I came to LA. He was one of the first guys that I connected with.
Really? Just randomly?
Yeah, just like showed up and hung out with him. It was unbelievable.
Oh, wow. That's cool. And to see all that. Oh, that's wow. Such
it's
a small
it's amazing,
world.
Man. And to have it be connected to, you know, cystic fibrosis, like you said, like I never heard of it before. There's a lot of people who haven't heard of cystic fibrosis. And so to have a movie that's like really making people aware of it is pretty sweet.
Yeah, no, that is cool. And music contributes so much to these films, and it can really make it incredibly memorable. Now, is this song just for the soundtrack or?
Yeah, this is like, I got an album coming and this is the first one.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So for the new album, nice,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, man.
And what about hitting the road? Possibility of a little touring maybe this
year? Yeah, for sure. In the fall, we're going to hit the road. I can't wait to announce these dates. Got a lot of things coming.
You also got a podcast too.
I'm trying to be like you, bro. I'm just trying to take over.
Hey,
you know,
man, do it. You're doing it. The
I
good
like
parts.
Your setup here too. Yeah.
You like it right here?
Yeah,
welcome to the time. Come hang.
It is.
Come
yeah.
Hang. Next time, maybe play a little song.
I know.
I'll get the mic back in here. It'll be like a band reunion.
So the good parts for me is I'm a pretty spiritual dude, and sometimes when you try to talk about spiritual topics, it gets a little bit weird because it's very vulnerable. So I think over an hour, there's enough time and space for people to get into it.
Yeah.
So like one of my, I'm going to ask you a good parts question real quick. Are you ready?
Okay, go for it.
What is the most spiritual experience you've ever had? These are my favorite because you probably have one.
Yeah. I mean, I think you can, depending how, I hesitate because I mean, I fancy myself a pretty spiritual guy and a faith-based guy, but I don't know. I think seeing my children born.
That's real, dude.
Was probably about as spiritual, magical, right?
It's like unbelievable.
Moment. Yeah. That's the first thing that at least popped
into
my head.
So one of my favorite things to do in life is to be at a party with friends and throw out a question like that. And then
that's heavy duty at a party.
Have everybody go around. I know, it's heavy duty.
You're like, whoa.
I know. It's a little bit awkward at first, but then by the time the dinner's over, everybody's shared something and you feel like way closer to everybody. And I have all these incredible friends like you that are like amazing, that I respect, that I'm so inspired by.
Thank you.
But it's kind of hard sometimes to just throw these questions in. So I invite them over, and I've had like Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons told me all about the heavens and the Mormon faith. I had Derek Huff come tell me about some incredible therapy experience that he had, or Leslie Odom Jr. from Hamilton told me about, like, it's unbelievable to hear really, really high level people talk about these sides of themselves that you don't get to hear about as much.
I love that. Yeah. And I love that's very cool. Good for you. You get
super
to
fun.
See that. And how do you, I don't say classify yourself, but how would you define yourself?
So I'm a Baha'i, which is a world religion based on the unity of all the religions. I was raised on this idea that like there's just one God and it's all the same thing.
So you say based on our religion, so do you sort of take from...
So it's, yeah, it's the idea that like God has come down at different points in humanity. And so you look like all the major ones are from the same God, different like accent.
All the from different God, same accent. So Jesus isn't involved necessarily?
Yeah, totally.
No, he is involved.
Yeah.
Is that the same God or no?
Same God.
Oh, wow.
Same God. It was a really cool way to grow up because I grew up...
So your parents were?
My parents were. I was raised this way, and kind of every religion that I would come in contact with would be like, same team.
Yeah.
No, love you. That's actually how I met Justin. So me and Justin, he's a Baha'i as well.
Oh, he's a Baha'i as well.
So when I moved to LA, we kind of linked up through that. And then now to be able to get to do this movie together is so cool.
That's so cool. Is there a Baha'i church?
Yeah, there's temples in Los Angeles.
And are they called Baha'ians?
Baha'ians. They're just Baha'is.
Yeah. Or Baha'is. That's okay, cool. Baha'is.
I can.
Baha'ian sounds cool, right?
Baha'ians, very, very possible. Maybe we should do some changes.
Yeah, I like that. Good for right off, man. Yeah. And I know you have a little girl, right?
I have a little girl.
How old is she now?
Oh my gosh, she's so cute. She's a year and a half.
Oh, it's fun,
it's
huh?
It's just unbelievable, man. How old are yours? I mean, those are old photos.
No, those are new. Those are pretty recent.
Okay, cool.
My little girl's 8, my son is 5, and you know, we got one on the way.
You got one on the way?
Got one on the way,
oh my God. How? Also,
we don't know what we're having there, but.
How is Julio Cesar Chavez doing?
Thank you for asking, my firstborn.
Okay? Yes.
Yes, my dog. He's doing okay. He's getting up there.
I know, dude. I have a French bulldog, too. And then when we get older, it's like a little. Right.
I know. And I don't even want to think about that.
Okay.
I don't even want to think about the transition.
I know. It's a lot.
Yeah. But, oh man, that's great. That's so funny. I forgot that you had the Frenchie as well. You know what's cool is you're not afraid to put your cell phone out on social media and ask fans to text you. So, is that a real number? Are fans blowing you up?
Real number. It's been incredible. And then I'll text everybody. I text everybody like, yo, meet me at, like we just did it 2 weeks ago at a Krispy Kreme. I text everybody like, I'm gonna be this Krispy Kreme in like 2 hours. And then everybody shows up and it's awesome. If you want to text me, it's 323-329-6227. I do respond to as much as I can. I'm backlog about 12,000 text messages, but I just roll through and text back as much as I possibly can.
Wow. Now,
it's
why
so
not
sweet,
why
dude.
Not like a social media deal? And you could just kind of tweet them back or something, no?
You know, there's something extra intimate about this. Like, it's like even closer to your fans.
It's definitely next level.
I'm finding that people will, you know, with this song, Don't Give Up On Me, It's been really cool because it's the first song I've released since having done this text thing. And people are texting me heavy, incredible, deep things that I don't know if they would have just like posted a comment on Instagram, you know?
That's
so people
cool.
are like, I was having a really bad week, like really, really bad week, thinking about doing something. And I heard this song and I didn't do that thing. And they texted to me and I've been having these like crazy in-depth relationships with fans. It's amazing.
Wow, that's great, man.
Yeah.
That's cool. I might be hitting you up.
Dude, hit me up. Text me.
Bobby, I'm going to be clogged up.
Yeah, I do my best. I really do. I usually probably, I don't know, I go on every 2 or 3 days and I'll spend like an hour firing off as many as I possibly can and taking photos and little videos.
Yeah,
People send like, hey, can you give us a shout out for our wedding video? I'm like, what up, Jesse, Jonathan? Like, how are you guys? You know,
congratulations.
Send it off.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot and I need quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Let's go.
Current song obsession. Don't give up on me.
You can't say yourself. That's so lame. Current song obsession is Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes. That's a Paul Simon song that I love.
Okay. Last movie you saw in theaters.
Okay, so I just did see 5 Feet Apart. It's really great. He's my best friend. I've been to it like 3 times.
Okay, cool. Yeah, cool. Yeah. So you were happy with the way it turned out.
It's so good, man.
Nice.
If you want like a good cry, go see this movie.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Good date movie.
Yeah.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Me and my wife don't usually do this because then you like run into them and it's super awkward, but I'll just do it for you. I wouldn't do it, but for someone close like you, I'll do it.
Thank you. And I said growing up because if you said celebrity crush now then it'd be
easy. We were just talking about this the other day. Do you remember, what was it? The Adventures of Superman with Dean Cain?
This is Terry Hatcher?
Terry Hatcher, bro. That was like my young, there you go.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. She's so cute.
Favorite podcast?
Man, so many. I would probably say Super Soul Sunday, Oprah, solid.
Okay.
She's really great.
Time travel destination. You can go anywhere for a week.
I'd go way in the future. I'm fascinated by future things.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why that scares me.
I love learning about like how far away we are from self-driving cars. I want to know, like, I love VR. I can spend tons of time trying to figure out what the future is going to be.
I guess you can come back too and just really capitalize on
solid
investments.
Yeah, go learn about where we're going.
See, I'm trying to think of what Woodstock or what could cool concert.
Oh, would you go back?
I'd go back just to relive like a cool concert weekend. You know what I mean? Just like
true.
A really
That'd
cool.
That'd be really cool.
That'd be kind of cool too. But the future thing, I don't know why it scares me, but when you put it like that, that's
No, I want to go see what we're doing. Where are we going?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. How we're living.
Yeah.
All right. See, we got all deep just in this conversation right there. Congratulations, man, on everything. And listen to Don't Give Up on Me on iHeartRadio. And you can follow him on Twitter at Andy Grammer. Thanks for stopping by, brother.
Awesome, man. Good talking to you. As
right
always.
On with Mario Lopez.